And you are listening to Indie Bay Radio here in San Francisco. Before we sign out with Dave, we were just getting in a little side conversation before we hung up and forgot to mention there's a little micropower station going on in Waveland. Tell us again how things are going with that micropower.
Oh, it's been great. I mean, it broadcasts. If you picture us, we're in a large, large strip mall parking lot, and we pretty much have the whole thing. The radio station broadcasts all around that, as well as in the local neighborhood where people are. So it's great for disseminating information and various interviews. People are talking about what their what their experiences are and what they're doing, and we've had a lot of interactions also with the Christian organizations that are doing this relief work. And even though we've had some problems with the hierarchy or the their quote leadership, there's specific individuals have been not a little kirk to us. But the local or the rank and file, on the grassroots level, the people that are doing the work, I've been very impressed with that radio station and the fact that we've got all this kitchen facility that we show up and just put it together, and that we laugh a lot and don't have leaders and work hard and have a radio station, and they've been kind of smiling and nodding and like what they see. So it's been an interesting experience to act with those organizations, because I suppose I don't have to tell people there's so much animosity along class/culture lines in this country. It's good to show up and be an example of how many untruths are told about people that are not Christian or just different. The xenophobia that gets pushed has been challenged here, and that the station has been a big part of that. I think they're pretty careful what music they play on the station, because there are a lot of different people listening, not just folks that, a variety of people listening, and the interviews have been great, and everybody's can go up to the studio is actually a school bus, so anybody can go there and get interviewed, and a lot of people have. So it's been a real experience for everybody.